are one in a thousand, in a million, in a billion. I'm your minion, and together we could hit it for the win. We could sail to the edges of the universe and back. My little heart attack is the real deal. What do you feel? You're tired of the same old, lame old. Explain yourself, love, or you blame yourself and tame yourself and retrain yourself, love, into self-hate and integrate a tendency to self-abbreviate. I see the separations in your love space-time, vibrations of fighting to survive to see the light. Is the guy in your life too hot, too cold, or just right? Is there a real man underneath the knight in shining armor, or is he a monster who stomps on your wants and gobbles up all your thoughts and makes all the calls that cause your walls to fall until you are afraid to have wants or thoughts at all? Does he feed on submission with imposition, or is it his mission to create a cozy condition? Happy lazy days filled with laughing and talking, taking walks around the block and window shopping. False love moves slow like a malt molasses flow, opaque with mistakes and woes. But real love never grows cold, it only rolls like a stone, on and on through the eons. Are one in a crowd, your story read aloud. You're a glimmer and a shimmer of the light behind the shroud. And on the days when you're in the dark, I could spark your heart and keep the puzzle pieces from falling apart. You're like an art, you take skill to master. And if I seem a little slow, help me learn a little faster. That's the only path to a love that lasts, that can deal with the reasons for the demons of the past and make the present a gift that shifts into a future growing roots new and true that rebuke the false love we knew in years behind and all the dimming lights at the edge of hindsight. So consider this proposal and suppose that the love enclosed will only grow love if you show love and draw me into your folds and forget the boys that came before. I'm the last stop on your love tour. And our love has already taken the tests that prove a healthy aptitude to move you and enthuse you and improve your attitude and never confuse you with neutral platitudes. Love is the latitude drawing the line between you and I, and love is never blind, but sometimes the arrow flies right by, missing the mark, skipping the target, flipping into the dark. I'm stuck in the molasses and it's getting thicker yet, and though the taste is sweet, it's also bitter with regret for repressing and regressing and only ever sneaking up and never really speaking up. You've been misled. We were meant to be, you see, and that's all that ever needs to be said.